news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Well, hello and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm Janet Adkison, your host. And here's some exciting news for any FFA alumni or supporters with the travel bug. The deadline has been extended for the 2019 Ag Travel Program. Of course, you're invited to join the National FFA CEO, Mark Peschel, on an agricultural tour of the Netherlands and Germany during July. You can tour highlights, including the largest flower auction in the world, the world's most modern agropark, an Amsterdam canal cruise that includes a visit to the Anne Frank House, a look inside some of the Netherlands' modern greenhouses, traditional Dutch windmills, an afternoon cruise on the beautiful Rhine River, a tour of the John Deere factory in Mannheim, and a visit to a famous castle. Again, the registration deadline has now been extended to March 15th, so head over to FFA.org to register today. And if you are one of the 8 million plus former FFA members, take a minute to check in and take the first step to further unite and strengthen FFA's extensive online community. Imagine the tremendous impact of one collective voice for leadership and lifelong commitment. Build the community by using hashtag FFA Check In Today. Well, shifting gears, Culver's has just launched its fifth annual FFA Essay Contest. It's an opportunity, of course, for students to show their knowledge and passion for the ag industry. And joining us now with more details is Culver's Senior Marketing Manager, Jesse Craik. Well, Jesse, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. Fill us in a little bit on the contest.
Well, thanks so much for having me back. We are really excited about our fifth annual essay contest. It kicked off on Monday, February 18th, and the essay contest entries will be due on April 8th. So our FFA members have a little bit of time. The question this year is that the average age of a farmer is 58, and we're wanting to know why is it more important in the eyes of these young people to get involved in agriculture, and why should they be excited to join the industry? We're so excited to see these entries start coming in and hear, you know, in their own words why the FFA members have such passion for this industry.
So how exactly do members enter?
They can go to our website, culvers.com/essay contest, and read all about the rules, get that question prompt again, and all the details on how to submit their essays.
Well, what's the big prize for the winner this year?
So through the first 5 years of this contest, we've given away over $15,000 for this each year. So this year, again, first place is $7,500, second place will be $5,000, and third place is $2,500.
Now, this isn't the only program, of course, that Culver's has going on to help boost the ag sector. Refresh us a little bit on your Thank You Farmers project.
You know, the Thank You Farmers Project is more than just showing appreciation for today's hardworking farm families, but we're also doing everything we can throughout the year to advocate for agriculture and ensure we have enough food to serve our growing population. The main way we feel we can do that is by supporting agriculture education. So a few of the fun events we have coming up that we want folks to mark their calendars for is Thursday, May 2nd. Save the date for our Scoops of Thanks Day. That's where all of our restaurants will participate in selling scoops of our fresh frozen custard in the restaurant, and it'll be vanilla, chocolate, or the flavor of the day, which changes at each of our restaurants each day. And the guests can donate a dollar, and that dollar will stay locally to support agriculture education. Last year, we raised over $111,000 in one day, so we're hoping to break that record in 2019. And then again, we have restaurants who are donating to support the Give the Gift of Blue program. So we have the Culver's Blue Jacket program, where each of our restaurants can sign up to sponsor a jacket locally for an FFA student who may not be able to afford one. And those nominations come in through their advisors. Here at our support center office in Wisconsin, we are doing all kinds of fun events, including a bake sale and a penny war, and lots of agriculture education pieces to try to raise more money for those jackets.
All right. Well, Jesse, as always, thank you very much. Again, that's Culver's Senior Marketing Manager, Jesse Craik, on the phone with us from Wisconsin. And now we begin our look around the country, and we start in North Dakota. That's where we're joined now by State President Brianna Maddock. And Brianna, give us a brief introduction to yourself and, of course, your hometown chapter.
Absolutely. I am from the Peace Garden State of North Dakota. I am honored to currently serve as the North Dakota FFA State President. And in this position, I have been able to go out there, meet many different members, talk to different sponsors, and it has been an absolutely amazing experience. I am originally from the Kindred FFA chapter. It's a smaller chapter in the southeast corner of North Dakota, And I definitely credit my experience there with putting me in this position as state president.
So how did you celebrate this year's National FFA Week?
Well, my team and I celebrate with various members. My current state secretary and I, we went and did a chapter visit to a chapter in North Dakota, and we have our state officers going around and doing other chapter visits and truly just celebrating with FFA members. On top of that, we had state officers and members going to what we call CTE in the Capitol to have conversations with legislators and represent FFA and the benefits of career and technical education. On top of that, we are also having our judging season currently. We're in the middle of our winter judging season, going to various contests and seeing members compete. We are just taking this chance to highlight the next generation of agriculture, of agriculturists, and that everything that this organization is doing.
Brianna, when you speak to potential members, what do you say to someone who may be considering joining the organization?
Absolutely do it. This organization teaches you so many skills. We focus on career success, personal growth, and premier leadership. Those are our three aspects that we constantly focus on. And what's amazing is that we talk about the next generation of agriculturists and that we are honing those skills for this next leap in our industry. But on top of that, FFA benefits the individuals who don't go into agriculture as well. I read an excellent article the other day about a former member who is currently a surgeon in a local hospital. And he speaks about the fact that he didn't go into the agriculture industry, but he still learned so many relationship building skills and professionalism skills that he sees the impact that FFA had on him every single day in his job. So if you are considered joining, absolutely go for it. There is something for everyone, and you will build so many skills, meet so many amazing individuals, and you will never regret being in this blue jacket.
Well, great advice. And of course, best of luck to you throughout the rest of your year of service, Brianna. Again, that's North Dakota State President Brianna Maddock joining us today from Fargo. And now to Montana. That's where the Electric City FFA is celebrating 10 years as a chapter. KRTV News fills us in.
This week, the Electric City chapter is celebrating 10 years as a chapter. The Electric City FFA will host district leadership competitions with about 70 students from chapters around the Glacier District. Electric City FFA advisor Jody Cotterba says students learn skills in business, science, and professionalism that go well beyond agriculture. One student says the experience has given her the opportunity to grow as a person.
Being an FFA, I've gained many different skills, from communication to just getting out there and talking to new people, definitely getting me out of my comfort zone. I have competed in horse judging, livestock judging, food and science, vet science, and meat judging.
To celebrate 10 years as a chapter, Electric City FFA will be holding their boots and bow ties dinner and auction. It will help cover the cost of keeping students involved in FFA.
We go to Bozeman, we go to Billings, we go to Missoula. We took 15 kids to National Convention in Indianapolis this year for a week. So all of that travel really adds up. And we don't ever want to limit the opportunities based on a kid's economic position. So we try to do a lot of fundraising and make it possible for those kids to earn their trips rather than their parents or them having to pay out of their pockets.
Well, thanks again to KRTV News for that story. Well, now on to Garrettson, South Dakota, where the chapter there is doing what they can to fight hunger. Keela Lynn News has the details.
Today, students in the Garrettson Future Farmers of America chapter brought together people from the community to help package meals. Keela Lynn's Sarah McDonald gives you a look.
From measuring the right amount of noodles to packaging everything up, this group is putting together thousands of meals for those in need. FFA Treasurer Jacob Schmidt is one of the people who helped make all of this possible.
We just feel like it's part of our duties as Future Farmers of America to help solve hunger, help everybody out around the community, make sure we're doing our part to help solve hunger, making sure no one goes hungry.
By the time everyone is done, they will have packed 50,000 meals for people in the community and surrounding communities.
It's a program through Meals of Hope. They go around the country and they'll meet up with people who are willing to package meals and put on events like this. then all those meals get to stay locally. So all of our meals will go to local food pantries.
We're packaging meals for our community, like locally, so Garrettson, Brandon, Sioux Falls, Dells kind of areas, for the people in our community and area that don't have food every day.
Each meal is 6 to 8 servings, which will serve an average-sized family.
I know a lot of people in my community especially go home every night and they may not have a meal sitting on the table. So, I mean, to me, I feel like I'm helping out a lot with that.
Leaving all of these volunteers knowing they're making a difference.
We strive to help in the community. It's our main priority. We try doing a big project every year. This is our biggest by far.
In Garrettson, Sarah McDonald, Keloland News.
The group packaged 25,000 meals of macaroni and cheese and 25,000 meals of oatmeal.
Well, great job to all of those members. And finally, the Klein Independent School District in Texas just finished up their 50th annual FFA Livestock and Project Show. Listen now as members and alumni reflect on the thrill of this year's competition and the fun of catching up with a few old friends.
Nervous to see what happened. I was just so excited and honored to be selected for the champion.
He was my teacher, one of my teachers.
I hadn't seen you now in my 42 years.
The first year we did it was actually before we went to the bleachers of the football field. The ag teachers, Mr. Hickey and Mr. Spell, asked everybody to bring some animals up to the school. And we actually just did it in the parking lot behind the ag building.
Back then, like, I got a pig out of my grandfather's pig farm and raised it like that. Now, they bring them in and have them pick from breeders.
I think it's a great thing for kids now. There seems to be more participation.
This place has amazed me. To go from one two-teacher department to five schools that have like 24 teachers.
This district is blessed with some of the best teachers that these kids can possibly have. You think the kids spend a lot of hours. You have to see what those teachers do.
There's a lot of differences because there's a lot of people. But the similarities what I see in the FFA kids is what I'm amazed at. They're just a great bunch of kids.
Just all around, it's just a good environment to be in. Not even just the animal. You just learn so much about life, money management, responsibility, discipline, respect. And it's just a really good environment to be in.
Well, certainly sounds like a great time in the Lone Star State. Well, don't go anywhere. We'll check in on the latest in the nation's capital. That's straight ahead on FFA Today. Well, welcome back to the show. And as always, we're going to kick off a new month by checking in with Director of Advocacy and Government Relations for the FFA, Riley Padgett. Now, Riley, certainly what a week we wrapped up with National FFA Week. National officers crisscrossed the country and lots of fundraising came in during Give FFA Day. Now that the dust is all settled, what are all the details?
Yeah, you know, I think we talked about this time last year. I always love National FFA Week because I think it comes at the perfect time during the year for students and teachers and members and advisors. And I love it because it's celebrated in all 50 states and Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. You know, and particularly, I think it's really cool that our 6 national FFA officers go on the road as individuals and they travel to different states celebrating FFA Week. We had one national officer in Connecticut, another in Arkansas, South Carolina, Iowa, Washington, and one who split her time between West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. And just celebrating with students and teachers and celebrating all that FFA and agricultural education means to them. You're right that on during National FFA Week, there was a Give FFA Day in which we raised more than $230,000 from 471 donors. And so that is the biggest Give FFA date to date. Again, where people were very generous with their time and their resources and making sure that the difference that was made for them in the blue jacket flows down to students wearing the blue jacket today. Also, during that week, we celebrated alumni, where more than 10,000 alumni checked in online to show where they were located now, what they were up to, and committed to staying connected with the National FFA organization. And so a really successful week all in all.
And that alumni check-in initiative isn't just limited to FFA week, is that right?
Yeah, so during National FFA week, as we mentioned, alumni were invited to check in to show where they were, what they were up to, and to give a brief testimony of how the National FFA organization or their state FFA associations had impacted them. As kind of a once a member, always a member type of thing. And again, indicating where we were and how we wanted to stay connected in the future. More than 10,000 FFA alumni checked in online during National FFA Week. And if you weren't able to do that, but you're an alumni and supporter of the organization, you're more than welcome to check in year-round at www.ffa.org/alumni-and-supporters/. So again, welcome to check in at any point throughout the year. We're calling all alumni to do this, again, as an indication of where you are and what the organization has meant to you throughout the years.
Well, now, as our listeners know, we've been following the amendments to the National FFA Charter as they've made their way through Congress. And finally, last week, we reached the finish line.
You know, we couldn't have planned it even if we had tried. We had been, you're right, following our charter amendments and initiating these amendments in both chambers of the U.S. government, in both the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, and ensuring that these amendments were mirrored in both of those chambers and were supported. 2 weeks ago, or three now, I guess, we had unanimous consent in both chambers. And you're right, on Thursday of National FFA Week, President Donald J. Trump signed into law the newest amendments to FFA's federal charter with the U.S. Department of Education, and that became Public Law 116-7. And so again, if you're studying for green hand quizzes at home, or if you're really interested in the legislative process, it's Public Law 116-7, and those are the federal charter amendments that set us apart from any other career and technical student organization and tie us really closely to agricultural education and what it means to learn about agriculture, food, and natural resources in our school system.
And just around the corner is yet another week-long celebration of agriculture that's coming up in March.
We love FFA Week so much that we believe in extending the celebrations that happened there in February into the month of March. And so March 11th through the 15th, again, 11th through the 15th, is National Agriculture Week. And National Agriculture Day, of course, falls during that week, where we're calling all active FFA members and maybe their younger siblings and their parents or grandparents to celebrate all that food, fiber, and natural resources mean to us. We can do this by writing thank you notes to farmers, holding a farmer's market at our school, reading agricultural stories to elementary school students, hosting events at our school where we're educating our peers about the necessities of food and agriculture and things like water and other natural resources. And we'll be doing that here at National FFA in a variety of ways. Again, one is educating our peers and advocating that folks all across the country celebrate National Ag Week. And for more ideas like that, you can visit ffa.org/ag-week. Pretty simple, ffa.org/ag-week for suggestions of ways that you can celebrate. In addition, we'll be hosting 40 FFA members in the Washington, D.C. area that week, where we'll train them on advocacy and literacy and how to tell their story and spread the message of food and agriculture to their elected leaders. And we'll also be celebrating the Greatest Advocate after that week, where we'll be looking at all of the events and activities that FFA chapters and state FFA associations and individuals hosted during the week of Agriculture Week. And the winning Greatest Advocate will receive a free pizza party, thanks to our platform sponsors at Domino's, and also a visit from a National FFA officer. You can apply to be the Greatest Advocate by visiting ffa.org/ag-week and by clicking on the Submit Here button. Again, we'd love for any and all of you to participate in the Greatest Advocate Challenge by applying for that pizza party and a visit from a national officer, but more importantly, to advocate for food and natural resources with those that live and work in our communities.
Well, finally, Riley, state convention season is also already here, kicking off in the next few weeks.
That's right. State conventions, gosh, I think this month alone we'll be celebrating Michigan, Nevada, and Tennessee's state convention, just to name a few. And those conventions will run through mid to late July. with the last two being West Virginia and Texas. And so if you're interested in visiting a state FFA convention in your neck of the woods, or if you're a member, there's still time to talk with your ag teachers and FFA advisors about what that might look like for you and your chapter. And so if you're competing at state conventions this season, we wish you the best of luck. If you're attending, have a great time. And if you're supporting, thank you for your support.
And of course, we'll have updates from all of those conventions as the season hits full swing. Well, Riley, thanks for making some time for us today. And of course, we do look forward to catching up with you in April.
Thanks again. Looking forward to it.
Again, Riley Padgett, Director of Advocacy and Government Relations for the National FFA, with us today from Washington, D.C. Stay tuned. There's much more straight ahead on Rural Radio 147. Thanks for tuning in this week. And finally, we head to Kansas, where the Prairie View FFA chapter shares the details of their thriving SAE program.
I'm Grace Ost. I am the current chapter FFA president, and my SAE is basically I run cattle out on the Flint Hills, which is more my main program point. But I also show cattle, and throughout showing cattle and that industry, I've been open to many opportunities, and I've got the chance to be involved in something that I love to do, and which is relatable to FFA for me, because FFA has opened my life to many opportunities to serve the community, serve my chapter, and basically gain skills that will turn me into a leader in both my town and district, and hopefully state.
I'm Clayton Crothers, and my SAEs are, I work for my dad. I'm involved in hay production, equipment maintenance, and anything else he needs me to do. My other SAE is row crops, and I plant a stand of soybeans and harvesting.
I work at First Option Bank in Lacine as a teller, and I really think FFA helped me with the whole process of just getting the interview, for having it on my resume, as well as the interview, like during the interview, being able to be confident in myself, knowing how to talk, and just things like that. And you wouldn't really think that working at a bank would qualify as an SAE, but surprisingly it does.
With your supervised agricultural experience, which is an SAE, basically there's so many options that you can choose from, whether it be something basic like cattle or farming, to turf and grass management, and vet science and stuff like that. So also with contests and SAEs, there's like so many options that you can choose from that will personally like affect you in your future and what you'd like to do with your life. I know that you may not think, like coming in as a freshman, that FFA is for you, and you may not be able to find your place because you either didn't grow up on a farm or you don't show animals. But I know many people that are involved in the FFA that have found their personal contest or SAE projects, stuff like that, that have helped them in what they want to do with their life, even though it has no like total relation to agriculture or FFA. Basically, the organization can benefit you in many ways that you possibly don't think it could.
Well, certainly sounds like a lot of hard work going on at the Prairie View FFA. Again, they are based in Kansas. Well, that brings the show to a close. But as always, if you have something that you'd like to share on the program or an idea for something that you'd like to hear more about, let us know. Send us an email to FFAtoday@FFA.org or just give us a call, 855-RR on 147. That's 855-776-6147. Until next week, I'm Janet Adkison with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.